Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED Radio News, this is California Money, our daily business and economics report. I'm Stephanie Martin. NUMMI workers voting today on a proposed layoff settlement are expected to ratify the deal, according to union leaders. 4,700 United Auto Workers members will lose their jobs when Toyota shuts down the former GM plant in Fremont on April 1st. Toyota recently sweetened the package, adding an additional $28 million to the auto workers' existing severance benefits. But local union president Sergio Santos says it's not enough.
The amount of money will never replace the jobs that Toyota's taken out of the factory. It has no price tag on the families that'll impact.
If ratified as expected, the deal includes a gag order prohibiting the union from making any further statements against NUMMI or Toyota. Under the deal, workers will get a minimum of about $21,000 in severance, up from the original of $15,000. Some workers may get much more, though, depending on years of service. A new report on health costs finds Californians are spending a greater portion of their income on insurance premiums. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation commissioned the study. It found that the amount workers contributed to their employer-sponsored health coverage increased more than 80% over the last decade, while their incomes remained roughly the same. A new study says the app economy will be more than $17.5 billion by the year 2012. The report on mobile applications, or apps as they're commonly called, predicts skyrocketing demand in the next few years, as well as strong revenue growth from paid app downloads and mobile advertising. An independent consulting firm conducted the study for Apple App Store competitor GetJar. For California Money, I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.